cattle prices will continue to rise. The impacts of the 2012 drought continue to play out in a beef industry that's been discouraged by high feed prices and large cattle feeding losses. In the latest Cattle on Feed report, the USDA has confirmed that placements into feedlots dropped sharply in September, following substantial declines in July and August. As a result, on-feed numbers are now down nearly 3%, as the beef industry is doing its part to reduce corn and other feed usage. Drought has been particularly cruel to the beef cattle industry. A multiple-year drought in the Southern Plains has been followed by a devastating Midwestern drought in 2012 that is now forecast to continue into 2013. Brood cows remain the last major livestock industry that is land-extensive, so when dryness causes wide stretches of land to be unable to support cow grazing, producers have to buy feed or send those cows to town. The 2012 drought began in the eastern Corn Belt back in the spring and early summer, but it certainly migrated westward in the late summer and fall. Now today, the drought conditions still cover 62% of the lower continental United States, according to the Drought Monitor. The central Great Plains has become the epicenter, with Nebraska having 95% of the state in the worst two drought categories. In addition to Nebraska, six other states have more than 50% of their area in the worst two drought categories. Those include Kansas, Oklahoma, Colorado, Wyoming, South Dakota, and Iowa. Those states represent 30% of the nation's beef cows. While some important beef cow areas have gotten relief from the drought, others have a discouraging outlook. Improved moisture conditions began in August and have continued into the fall for the eastern Corn Belt and the southeast, a very important brood cow area. However, the forecast is for the drought to continue and possibly intensify into the winter for an area of the country that is west of a line that's roughly from Chicago, Illinois to Lubbock, Texas. Beef cow numbers are likely to continue to move 2-3% lower in the upcoming January inventory report. The mid-year readings were already reflecting a 4% decrease in the national beef cow herd, and of course that was before the major impacts of the 2012 drought really began to be felt. The implications are for continued cow reductions until feed and forage supplies are restored. USDA is currently reporting that 55% of the nation's pastures and ranges are in poor or very poor condition. Again, that's the lowest two categories. Negative returns for feedlots have continued, with losses over $200 a head, according to Kansas State University. High feed prices, a small calf crop, and excess capacity in feedlots has all contributed to these large losses. Placements of calves in September were down 19% from a year ago. Significantly, this was the smallest number of cattle placed in those 1,000 plus head capacity feedlots since the USDA began this current series back in 1996. The low September placements followed about a 10% reduction in placements in both July and August. As a result of these vastly slowing placements in the past 3 months, the number of cattle on feed dropped to 3% below year-ago levels on October 1. Cattle on feed will play a role in rationing the short corn supply. The current 3% reduction in the on-feed numbers is contrasting with only a 1% expected reduction in on-feed numbers in USDA's grain-consuming animal unit calculations. Cattle on feed represent about 23% of the total USDA grain-consuming animal units. The cattle on feed numbers were supportive to the overall expected reduction in per capita beef supplies. That'll be about 3% lower through the first half of 2013. As a result, finished cattle prices are expected to continue to rise this year and into 2013. For the just completed third quarter of 2012, steer prices averaged about $120 a hundredweight, and prices for the final quarter of this year expected to be near $125. Then first quarter 2013 prices should move upward to average near $130. Spring prices are expected to peak something in the very high 130s, with the second quarter average being in the mid-130s. Record high cattle prices will be in store for 2013, it certainly looks like, with prices now expected for the entire year of 2013 to be in the low 130s, and that'll compare with this year, 2012, that will be a record, and that will be close to $122. Calf prices, on the other hand, have been slower to recover, and that is, of course, due to these high feed prices, which will continue to be a depressant on calf prices until we get more moderation in feed. That moderation could begin, at least in a small way, with lower soybean meal prices in the spring of 2013, and that's, of course, assuming a reasonable South American soybean production comes in. Then further declines in feed cost could occur if, as we see, what we hope will be better grazing conditions in the spring and summer of 2013, and what we all hope will be a return to better U.S. corn and soybean crops next year as well. A more abundant feed supply in the second half of 2013 could result in a robust recovery for calf and feeder cattle prices. Replenishment of those feed supplies in the second half of 2013 could also begin a beef cow expansion as well. For the University of Illinois and Purdue University, I'm Chris Hurt.